Today I'm speaking with Randy Holthouse, who is Growmark Grain Systems Operations Manager, and we are in full swing with the harvest, getting close to the end, but as always at this time of the year, safety is top of mind, or at least it should be. We're going to talk specifically today about grain bin safety. That can be a problem at any time of the year, but we want to specifically talk about here during the harvest season. And really, Randy, how big of a problem is the potential for accidents in grain bins?
Well, the farm is inherently a dangerous place. I mean, you've got rotating equipment, you've got traffic, you've got gas, whether natural gas or propane, you've got electricity, you've got vertical heights, you got people climbing, so everything about the farm is inherently dangerous. However, during the harvest, with the need to get it in, get it done, people get in a hurry, they work long hours with the unbelievable weather we've had the last several weeks, you know, they're running nonstop to get the crop out. So fatigue plays in as well as the rush and all that. So, you know, it's just a dangerous place, and then you add the factors of fatigue and speed and all that, and it just compounds the problems.
So when we're talking about grain bin safety, the bottom line is that this is preventable. Any accidents that occur in grain bins are preventable if people take the proper precautions. So what are some of the things that you would pass along there as just as reminders to farmers out there who are working these long hours and trying to get the harvest in?
Well, first off, one of the things to always think about is this shortcut or this thing I'm about to do, is it worth losing my life or losing a limb or injuring or hurting someone else? That's the first and foremost. General housekeeping is such an important thing. Are all the electrical boxes closed? Are there wires exposed? Is there a gas line leak? Is there something that could be run over or run into or tripped over? Just general maintenance and housekeeping, keeping the weeds down, eliminates the rodents, or keeps the rodents at bay. Just generalized, your traffic patterns, where you're driving, where you're walking. Are you walking by a rotating shaft? The grain bin itself is such a obviously visible problem with some of the entrapments and deaths that have occurred in bins. You know, we recommend don't get in the bin. Now, being the realist that I am, I know that's not, we all know that's not always possible. But if you do have to get into the bin, don't get in the bin unless you lock out the power. Make sure someone knows you're going to get into the bin. One of the biggest dangers is when someone gets in a bin and becomes entrapped, the first reaction of family members, coworkers, is to get into the bin and help. More times than not, the victim in the bin is fine for the moment, but when someone gets in the bin with them, they then cascade grain down on top of them, sometimes totally engulfing them and actually causing their death. So, getting into the bin with a victim is twice as bad, because now you've not only endangering yourself, but you may be creating a bigger problem for the person that is in the bin.
So what should someone do in the case of that happening? Someone's trapped in there and they know it. What should they do?
Well, first of all, is shut off the power. If there's anything running, shut the power off. Call 911. Get some help coming. And then, start the fan on the bin to provide more air in the bin. Try and get some type of a safety line thrown down to the person. But the main thing is, depending on the level of engulfment, you need professional help. There's methods of cutting openings into the bin to get some of the grain off of the victim, but you got to get help. You got to get professional help. And again, don't get in the bin with the victim. It's such a tempting thing to do because you instantly want to help somebody. But again, if you become a victim, then you can't help. So that's why we don't recommend doing that.
And you pointed out the fact that you shouldn't do it without letting someone know. And really, it's a teamwork type of thing. If you're going to go in there, the other person should be outside, right?
Should be outside, actually be observing you getting in and have a rescue line tied to you. Again, we don't want you in there, but if it's unavoidable and you have to get in, have a buddy system, have someone watching, get tied off so that you have a means of stopping yourself or, you know, and someone knows it. So, again, no powered equipment, no augers, no nothing should be able to run when you're getting in that bin. You should lock the breaker box or whatever so that no one can turn that power on. And if someone knows you're in there, then at least, you know, they're not out there trying to start equipment or do something else. So it's critical to always use the buddy system.
And as you pointed out in the beginning, too, fatigue plays a role in just about probably any accident that's related on the farm. So probably a good point of advice would be to make sure you're rested, huh?
Get plenty of rest, and again, the traffic patterns around the farm, you know, you got trucks coming in and out, you got tractors, you got augers running, you got conveyors running, you got loud noises, and as the fatigue sets in, you know, you're not as alert, and you're not watching out for things. Likewise, with all the noise, you don't hear the truck, the tractor, you don't hear things coming, so everybody has to be, increasing their level of awareness and being aware of what's going on and be thinking 100 feet ahead of you, you know, be looking 100 feet ahead. It's no different than driving on the road. You know, you got to keep your safe distance. You got to keep, the big picture, looking all around and being aware of who's around, who's supposed to be there, who could be there. There are just so many factors. And again, well rested is a key factor to keeping safe during the season. Be alert, be aware. We want you around next year, and be diligent.
Let's be careful out there.